Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So what was expected occurred on the road last week with Big Ten season opening road wins at Rutgers in Nebraska. Now some catching up to do with these Badgers, huh? Under the new watchful eye of Greg Gard, who replaced the now retired Bo Ryan a few weeks ago, Badgers come in 1-1 in league play, 9-6 overall. But to say that Wisconsin has had Indiana's number would be an understatement here today. One win for Indiana in the last 15 meetings, taking us back 8 years. An opportunity to continue this win streak, which numbers 7 for the Hoosiers, and a 3-0 getaway at night's end tonight. You know, one constant in this 12-3 season has been the shooting. Number 1 in the Big Ten, number 2 nationally in field goal percentage, 53% plus. But how about the three-point shooting? Fourth this week nationally, 153 have gone in from behind the line going into tonight's 7 o'clock game against always feisty Wisconsin. 45% on the year from behind the line, and like Coach Tom was saying, there have been some good positive reasons behind that particular aggregate.
It's all how you stay, and it's your ability to be ready to shoot. At times you may have a good shot, but by taking one or two more dribbles and creating another pass maybe even, now you're getting an even better shot. I think that recognition is what makes a good three-point shooting, but it really comes down to the spacing and the movement, and then all the other things that play into it. The quality of the pass, the quality of the screen, the quality of the setup for the cut. The better the defense, the better you have to be at those things.
Well, I tell you, and Wisconsin will try to take away a lot of what Tom was just saying. Even better is the IU yield of a stingy 33% against in 15 games from behind the line. So we'll see if they can get it done. Two other games tonight. 19th-ranked Iowa looks to be 3-0 at night's end. They're at home against Nebraska, and Penn State will host Minnesota. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Members of the 76 undefeated national championship team to be recognized during halftime in celebration of the 40th anniversary of their accomplishment. Well, I certainly remember the night at the Philly Spectrum. I just turned, 28 or so, 29, nearly 40 years ago. March 29th, 1976. Thing about perfection that, you'll never, ever
final
forget.
Statistics for tonight's championship game, the Hoosiers end up with 86 points on 32 of 61 and even 52.5%. 22 out of 28 from the free throw line. Michigan, on the other hand, hit for the ball game. 27 of 57, 47-4, and from the line, 14 out of 19. Scotty May, 26 points on 10 out of 17 from the field. Kent Benson had 11 out of 20 for 25. Other double-figure scorers included Quinn Buckner, 5 out of 10 from the field, 16 points, and Tom Abernathy chipped in with 11. Other scorers included a deuce apiece by Jimmy Cruz, Rich Valavicious, and Mark Haymore, who got the final one of the buzzer, and the 86 points. In the rebounding end of it, it was Indiana, 36-32. Kent picked off 9. Scotty and Quinn each had 8. In the rebound category, Phil Hubbard with 11 boards, and of course, he fouled out with 7:27 to play in the second half, and Wayman Britt departed with 5 personal fouls at the 4:58 mark in the second half. By the way, the all-tournament team has been released, and Kent Benson has been named the outstanding player of the 1976 NCAA Final. 3 on the all-tourney team, Kent, Scotty, and Eber, and Ricky Green from Michigan and Marcus Johnson of UCLA.
Well, I hope my voice, it was a little high-pitched back then. I guess hopefully I got a deeper voice now. But what a night it was. March 29th, 1976. I'm Joe Smith.